G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, the 10th of December. And we spoke to Kyle this morning
with a first-hand account of what it was like driving through a river coming down the Moonee yesterday.
And his footage has been seen over 300,000 times now.
300,000?
Yeah. Sounded good. I didn't know. I just made that up. And Channel TV networks are using it as well.
Well, how about Justin Avendano with what to do with a pitch invader?
Yes, he's going to let us know. BBL champion twice over from Terrigal. And what about how two Central Coast clubs, Central Coast Leagues, Arimba RSL, are not allowing unvaccinated guests to their club? We took calls about it. We did a poll.
Put it to a quick poll.
Oh, what about that? Did I miss it?
You sounded like you just nearly missed by a bee or something.
Here we go. I bloody did.
Like a bee flew past your face.
You think I was trying to finish the ending of the song? Oh, don't be bloody stupid, mate.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Yeah, here he is, the BBL champion twice over. He apparently, a bronze statue of Justin Avendano will be built out front of the SCG
next year.
Just like your statue at Narara Station, mate.
Did you see it, mate?
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Gorgeous, wasn't it?
A little bit skinny in person, I think.
Oh, don't suck up to him now.
Now, Big J.A., BBL champion twice over for the Sydney Sixers, Terrigal boy. How about that first test? We're on fire, Australia, aren't we?
We absolutely are. And I'll tell you what, Travis Head came in yesterday when the match was in a little bit of a dire strait there. We just lost a couple of wickets, five down. He's went and scored what could be a little match-winning 100 there. We're on top, but he's come in under so much pressure. When he got picked over Usman Khawaja, there was uproar saying, oh, Usman's probably the better player. Travis hasn't been going that well, and he's come and scored the third fastest 100 in Ashes history off 85 balls. It was brilliant. And then Mark Wood, after he scored his 100, who bowls about 145 clicks an hour, decided to bowl a beamer and hit him straight, like, off his hand into his jaw.
Oh, mate, so, that was worrying, wasn't it?
Mate,
it really was.
That was proper brutal. Like, I think the commentators even said they haven't seen really beamers that brutal in a long time since, like, the late 80s. So, Travis, well done to you, mate. You're an absolute star, and it's still going to go on today.
Yeah, man of the match, I say. It's an early call, but give it to him. And a ball like that, they're still legal deliveries, though, aren't they?
Well, yeah, it's illegal.
What you call a beamer.
Yeah, so you're allowed two, and if they're deemed dangerous, if you bowl two, the second one, you're off. So,
yeah, but dangerous, dangerous,
that
right?
was about as brutal as it gets.
Mate, we're 7 for 343, 196 run. What will they do today? Head will resume at 112. What will Australia do today? Will they bat on till...
Hands on heads.
Yeah, no, since the weather's looking pretty good for the next couple of days, apparently in Brisbane, they will try and get to about the 550 mark, and then they'll send them back in and try and skittle them. And Australia probably won't bat again. So,
wow.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't it good on day one?
Yeah.
First ball, first week.
Oh, did you hear that? The listener crew, the commentary of that first delivery had me rolling.
Yeah, it was pure gold. And I tell you what, Pat Cummins on debut as captain, I mean, they had set plans. Like, Mitchell Starc bowled two overs, took the wicket first ball, and then he's like, mate, you're off. I'm coming on. They had really good set plans. And on debut as captain, I mean, I think he did an amazing job.
Actually, I think we've got it here. This is from the Triple M commentary team. And Mark Taylor's involved with that. If you want day three, you can get it on the listener app, LISDNR. But this was day one, first ball.
Oh! Smashed it! Stumped! Knocked him over, first ball! Hopkins drop burns! What a stump that is! The castle's over!
We have gone nuts.
What the hell?
It's bowled him around his front shoe. He's swung it from outside leg, and it was Yorker length, and it has clean bowled him, and the whole team and the whole gabber have gone nuts.
Oh, that is wild.
I tell you what, listening to those commentators, like, that just brings back memories of the early 2000s when you got, like, Ricky Ponting, Adam Gilchrist, some of the best players in the game playing, hearing James Brayshaw, Mark Tubby Taylor go off. I mean, bring them back. Warnie's now on Fox Sports and that, but you can't beat those commentators. They are the best in the game.
Oh, mate, that's up there with some of those things Bill Laurie used to say.
Yeah, well, that's on the Triple M cricket commentary team. You get it on the listener app, as we said, for day three, LISDNR. Mate, what's happening, BBL?
Yeah, BBL, we're 1 week in, and the Sixers, they've showed that they're probably still the best team in the comp. They've got the most balanced team going around. They've got really good experience with some really good youth coming through. And then probably the worst is probably the Renegades. They had a win first game, but last night, they're just missing a lot of players. No Aaron Finch. There's a few big players missing. Nick Maddison as well. So I can't see them going too far in the comp. But one thing that's happened this year in the BBL is that there's a lot of young kids playing, and a lot of people are going, who the hell are some of these players? Like, what, where's the standard gone? But Australia's obviously got the test match, and then the Australian A team is also playing the England A team. So there's a lot of players out. There's a few people injured, but it is a really good chance for some young kids to shine as well. So hopefully the next week we see some really good young talent come through, and then back to the big Aussie boys.
Nice one. And how about the Mariners coming up? They're playing
Sunday.
This Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday at the stadium, which is really good. So the Mariners, I believe, are sitting ninth in the competition ladder. So we really need a win against Sydney to try and get back to some early form of what we had last year. So it is going to be a big game. So if you can get down there, that'll be great.
Yeah, could have passed
the
six.
Sydney Fat Chooks.
Yeah, that's what. And what's the latest, Sam Kerr? What's the go there?
Oh, Sam Kerr, this is gold. So the Australian football captain, she's come out. She's playing for Chelsea in the Champions League, and they had a streaker on the field at the end of the game. Wanted to take photos with him. So Sam Kerr's done the old...
Yeah, a streaker?
A streaker, yeah. But he was fully clothed. He's an absolute idiot. And then he's come out...
Hey, hang on. He's fully clothed.
Yeah,
but you're not a streaker if you're fully clothed.
Yeah, I know. He's just one of these new age, like, his streakers don't get naked or whatever. And then...
I call them pitch invaders.
Yeah, pitch invaders. And then Sam Kerr's done her best Andrew Simons impression and just laid a shoulder into him, dropped him to the ground. Yeah. And then the umpire's then given... But he Sam Kerr a yellow card and said, oh, you can't do that.
You're joking.
No. It's like, come on. The whole crowd went berserk, like loving it. And then the ref's like, all right, yellow. And it's like, come on. Like,
you got yellow carded for dropping a pitch invader.
Yeah, a pitch invader. And now she's had a massive week. So I think last week she was nominated for best player in the world in the female... In the female division. So it's great to see Sam Kerr doing well and a really good moment yesterday.
What about
hats off to her.
Rob Palmer streaked at the SCG and he won best dried arrangement. So
that would have been a good sight. I wish I was there.
That's right. He couldn't see it.
All I could see is look like a fence post running across the field.
Doesn't happen. No. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, lads.
You're a good lad. We got 50 mils last night between 8 p.m. and midnight. And
90% of it fell down the Mooney Mooney Bridge.
Yeah, mate, a lot of people are talking about the footage that was filmed by Kyle. Now, here's some of the audio from the...
You have to imagine that there's water. Lots of it.
There's a river.
Running down. This is a car driving up the Mooney.
Excuse me, mate. You know where Gosford is?
That was northbound, the
Looking
rock wall.
Looking at a waterfall.
It was a waterfall. It was a mega waterfall pouring down the hill just before the Mooney.
I mean, if it was sunny skies, that would be a tourist destination.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. It's had something like nearly 4,000 comments, thousands of views. It's gone viral. The man who filmed that was Kyle from Tookley. Good morning, Kyle.
G'day, Kyle.
Good morning, legends. How are we?
Yeah, yourself, buddy.
Mate, not too bad. Not too bad. Pretty dry today, which is good.
Mate.
Far out. Where were you coming from? From work?
Yeah, mate. I actually installed swimming pools, so it was pretty bad day to be installing swimming pools yesterday, but they got filled up pretty quick. I was just on my way home from Sydney, mate, and yeah, that's what we've seen.
Mate, the footage is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, no, it's mate, that actually probably wasn't even the worst of it. So as you can imagine, that stream's going up the hill from Mooney Mooney. So if you go to the bottom of the bridge, it was actually water overflowing over the handrails of the Mooney Mooney Bridge.
Over the handrails?
Yes. Yeah. So those cars actually probably 600 mil underwater, like driving through it.
Holy.
Good grief.
Jeez, mate.
That's amazing. So basically you've seen that and gone, hang on a second, this is worth catching on camera. And you caught the tail end of it where the waterfall was coming from. That was massive.
Mate, yeah, well, I actually videoed down on the bridge, but it was a bit of absurd language and Facebook didn't like that video, so...
Oh, right. So they
fair enough.
Cut it out. Mate, I tell you, TV networks will use that today. I guarantee it, Kyle.
Mate, I've already had a phone call off one of my mates who said Channel 9's already using it, so.
Yeah, and they won't pay a cent. Won't give you
anything, mate. Yeah.
Mate, I don't doubt it, but, mate, I only posted it to my personal page, but it's sort of, it's blowing up pretty quick and 300,000 views and
fair enough.
Whatnot overnight, but.
I tell you what, with COVID as well last year, you must be finding that every man and his dog is putting a swimming pool in.
Mate, it's pretty crazy times. If you're not busy in the swimming pool industry, mate, there's something seriously wrong.
Oh, right. That was a bit of a hook for you. Rob's thinking of putting in a pool.
What's your company, mate? Who do you work
mate,
for?
Mate, we're Lux Pools, mate. We're Lux Pools based here on the Central Coast.
Lux Pools. So if you need
absolutely
a pool,
fantastic.
Give the boys at Lux Pool. And not a bad cat. Kyle does camera work as well on the weekend.
Camera work and waterfall installation.
Yeah.
I have to do some water features as well.
Mate, that was, as you said, that was phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, it's gone to Central Coast Incidents as well. You'll see it on Facebook, Instagram or whatever. The torrent, the river of water that was going your way, but as you said, down the bottom of the Moonee, at the start of the Moonee Bridge, to be 600 mils high, getting close to a metre. It's phenomenal, mate.
Mate, most definitely. Well, as you can imagine, Moonee Bridge travels both ways, both up and down. So there's water travelling, you know, from Sydney down and from Gosford down. And as I said, when you get to the middle, there was just nowhere for the water to go except for over the handrail.
And jeez, it was just, you imagine being stuck down there. Were there many cars stuck down there, Kyle?
Left lane was mainly the worst one. But yeah, mate, it was walking pace at the bottom of it. It felt pretty sketchy actually being on that, on the bridge at the time, because it was nose to bumper the whole way, plus the weight of the water, mate. It's, you don't know how good they built it back in the day.
Imagine being on a motorbike. Like, you just wouldn't.
Thanks.
You don't imagine. You're towing your tinny on the back.
Beauty, you're saying.
All of a sudden, yep.
Yep. Yeah, unleash it. So, yeah, because they blocked a couple of lanes. Were the lanes blocked when you were going through, or was she still open?
No, it was still open, mate. No, it was crazy.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kyle, thanks so much. Don't forget Lux Pools, Central Coast Business. If you're thinking of installing a pool, give them a call. Just Google them. I'm sure they'll be able to accommodate you. And thanks for joining us today, buddy.
No worries. Legends, have a great weekend.
Yeah, great footage.
Go
great
well,
footage,
Kyle.
Mate. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, see you later.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
They're telling all their customers, oh, isn't it about in, Rob? You...
Good morning, Patrick.
Oh, good morning, Robert. What do you got for us?
1973,
yes.
Barahati.
Yeah.
Yep, correct
pronunciation. Correct pronunciation, good boy.
Was working in an Indian bank. He was married with three children, led a modest life until suddenly he decided to abandon everything in order to dedicate his entire life to Shiva, which is a Hindu deity. He came up with an idea that he would raise his hand.
Okay.
And never lower it.
Oh, like to ask a question or just as it?
Just raised his hand in the air.
As a?
Right, for 45 years he's been doing it. At first he said it was just painful, if not more than you'd expect. After about 2 years, he had an agony that was starting to fade and he lost any sense of feeling in his arm and it became atrophied.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The word. Yep. That's right.
Correct pronunciation.
So even
again,
if he wanted to lower it now, he couldn't without extensive preparation. He's had it all the way up. It's just stiff, like sitting up there like that. He hadn't taken anything. It was before the advent of Viagra. And incidentally, did you know that...
Is he still alive?
He's still doing it.
Good on him, mate. 84. How many years with his
he
hand in the air?
He doesn't plan to lower it anytime soon. 45 years. Hand in the air. Yeah. You should see this thing. It looks like a stick attached to a body.
Holy jeez.
There's not much on it.
He'd be pain if he went on a helicopter.
And just paralleling to Viagra, did you know that it lowers risk of Alzheimer's by up to 69%?
Does it really?
So next time you're at your doctor,
yeah,
say, Doc, I want to avoid Alzheimer's as I grow older.
Yeah.
Prescribe me some Viagra.
Okay.
It can help.
All right.
With more than just your memory.
Okay. That'll be good. And but I've forgotten about the other thing anyway.
Yeah.
This, you know how Cadbury's have the advent calendar? You're right. Well, what about now?
It doesn't apply to you.
For lovers of luxury, if you want, you can get the Chanel's stunning Christmas offering. It's got 27 little boxy things. And you know how much it costs?
Right.
$1,300 for an advent calendar. I wouldn't even spend $1,300 on presents all bloody year, let alone $1,300 on one.
There was a great advent calendar of Lego figures that you could get, and that was like $50. I would have paid that. I tried to do it, but they'd already run out.
When do you open up? Do you open the first one on the 1st of December? I know we discussed
this. Don't start me on that advent thing, please.
Well, look, Newcastle Knights, they're including male cheerleaders for the upcoming season, for season 22.
Call's gone out.
Yeah, look at this. Look at all wearing.
Don't even pretend that you're...
No, I thought... There's an opportunity.
You need to lose half your body weight.
Auditions are open pretty soon. And we have got a local girl, former local girl. She's born and bred in Yamina, Alex Zambos, and she joins us this morning. She's the coach of the Newcastle Knights cheerleaders. Good morning, Alex.
Alex.
Good morning. How are we?
Not too bad. I'm ready to go, Alex. I am.
That's right. You'd need a trampoline, though, to get him in the air.
Hey, auditions are open at the stadium, McDonald Jones Stadium, December 14. Was there much backlash because saying, oh, we want blokes included now?
Not at all. Actually, it's been quite positive. So we have actually had a male cheerleader that's come in about 2020, just before COVID hit. So Even just with that, everyone was really supportive. So, yeah, no backlash.
No, I don't think backlash would be the right word at all, Gerard.
I was just asking a
it's
question.
It's exciting.
Oh, he's an idiot, the bloke I work with.
I think it's exciting. Are you blokes out of
but you know the way people are.
Okay, he's not going to let me finish this sentence now, Alex. Anyway, I think blokes, do they bring a dimension that an all-girl squad, doesn't quite get to?
Well, I think that the change that we're going for is the different styles. We're actually incorporating a couple of different styles, which, males may be more attracted to performing that rather than just cheerleading. So I think that is the different dimension that they could potentially bring and that might be more interesting to them, you know?
Yeah, you have to have a dancing background to become a cheerleader?
Yes, you do. So you do have to have experience in either one of those fields. Yeah,
that's my audition.
Tearing up his application.
That's my audition.
I'm still in the running though, Alex.
You do have some experience, yeah.
I have a dancing background, that's all I'll say.
Oh, Alex, any interview we do, he tries to get in. I won Dancing with the Stars 2010. The reason why he won, Alex, was he was a Channel 7 personality, and every Channel 7 personality won, just saying.
Now,
don't agree with him.
If if people are interested, and I can imagine there'd be a lot from the Central Coast interested, the auditions are, is it next Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday, 6 p.m. at McDonald Jones Stadium. So that's what we're trying to get, and trying to get people from the Central Coast. I've got, in the past, we've had about 5 to 10 cheerleaders that have travelled up from the coast each training session and for each game. So it'd be good to get some coasties up.
Yeah, for sure. And they could carpool. So what sort of commitment is there when you're doing this stuff? How much do you train for this stuff on the weekend?
Once a week, but depending I guess it's depending on what mood I'm in, how long it goes for. So,
You're not a cranky coach, are you? Are you?
No, not always. but just once a week, and then just game days. So, and throughout NRL season, it's pretty fun.
You know what?
You get to see the games.
If you were an NRL fan, you're right on the sideline seeing every game.
Yeah, you are. But it's all work. It's all work.
Yes, of course it is.
That's right. And you would never say, one more time, guys, and I'll give you a Freddo frog. That wouldn't happen.
So auditions for Newcastle Knights are chasing male cheerleaders, and the auditions, McDonald Jones Stadium, next Tuesday, 6 o'clock. Alex, thanks so much for joining us, and hope it all goes well.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.